Chapter 9. The Treasure Hunt. Early the next morning, Silver sat down to breakfast with his men. As he ate his cooked meat and biscuits, Captain Flint the Parrot pecked at the biscuit crumbs on Silver's coat and gave a loud squawk.
We have got the treasure map, he said to the pirates, but we haven't got the ship. We will have to find it as soon as we've got the treasure. Then we'll be on our way back to England.
What happens if we have any trouble from Livesey and his friends? Asked one of the pirates.
Remember, we've got young Jim, he replied. Livesey won't want us to hurt him.
So that's why Silver wanted me. I was worried about two things. First, I was worried about Silver. He was a pirate, and I was sure he would stay on the side of the pirates. But if the pirates found out that he had talked to Dr. Livesey, they would turn on him, and me. He was playing a dangerous game. The second thing I was worried about was why had Dr. Livesey given Silver the treasure map? Dr. Livesey had come to the island to find the treasure, so why did he give the map away to Silver? He couldn't find the treasure without it. What was Dr. Livesey planning? Later, we set off to find the treasure. All the pirates carried guns, knives, and shovels. Some took meat and bread to eat as well. Silver tied a rope round my waist and dragged me along like a dog. We stepped into the pirates' two rowing boats. They were covered in mud and there was water in them. But somehow they stayed afloat. We rowed to a beach on the other side of the island. Then we left the boats on the beach and walked towards a distant hill. Silver seemed to enjoy dragging me along by the rope. If ever I slowed down or stumbled, he dragged me up roughly. As the hot sun beat down on our backs, we soon got tired. I was glad when we reached the top of the hill and Silver finally let us all sit down to rest. He took out his compass and looked at the map.
We're looking for a very tall tree, Silver said. The map shows that the treasure was buried next to it.
Suddenly a voice sang out from the trees.
15 men on the dead man's chest,
it cried. The pirates turned pale. I recognized the voice. It reminded me of a rusty lock.
It's Captain Flint,
one man whispered.
Yes, he's trying to frighten us and make us turn back, whispered another.
Captain Flint is dead, said Silver firmly. He can't sing anymore.
Someone is playing a trick on us. I've been looking for that treasure for a long time. I'm going to get it, and no one is going to stop me.
You're right, said a pirate.
I think I know that voice, said another pirate.
It's Ben Gunn. He's harmless. Come on, let's find this treasure, cried Silver.
All the pirates calmed down and were keen to get moving again. We stood up and set off. Now that we were near to the treasure, the pirates walked faster than before. They were very excited and couldn't wait to get their hands on the treasure. Silver pulled me along with the rope. He was just as excited as the other pirates. I slowed him down as much as possible. I was afraid. As soon as Silver had the treasure, I was sure that he would kill me. That would be the end of the adventure, and the end of me. Suddenly, the leading pirate gave a loud cry.
There! That's the tree!
He shouted. Everyone ran to the tree. Silver dragged me along with him on the end of the rope. I nearly fell over, and Silver dragged me up roughly. Next to the tree was a large hole in the ground. We all peered inside to see the treasure, but all there was inside was an empty chest. The treasure was gone. No one could believe their eyes. All the pirates stood with their mouths open. They didn't understand. Why was the hole empty? Where was the treasure? Suddenly one pirate dragged the empty chest out and jumped into the hole. He started digging with his hands. Two other pirates jumped in to help him. They wanted to see if the treasure was buried deeper in the hole. They could not understand the fact that the treasure had gone. While the pirates were digging, Silver quietly passed me a gun.
You may need that, he whispered.
Inside the hole, a pirate held up a single gold coin and shook it angrily.
Is this all the treasure?
He shouted.
You fool, Silver! You got it all wrong! You and your map! There is no treasure here!
He climbed out of the hole and helped his two friends out. Then the pirate stood and glared at the captain.
Let's fight him! And the boy! He shouted. There are only two of them! One has a wooden leg, and the other's only a boy! We can beat them easily!
Laughed another pirate. Let's teach them a lesson they won't forget, sneered a third pirate.
But just as the pirate raised his arm to strike me, three gunshots came from the trees. Instantly, the pirates ran off, leaving Silver and me standing by the hole.
They are not so brave after all,
laughed Silver. Two figures appeared from the wood. It was Dr. Livesey and Ben Gunn. Dr. Livesey was holding a smoking gun, and Ben was behind him, also with a gun in his hand. I ran towards them.
Dr. Livesey! I cried. I'm so glad to see you! Those pirates were going to beat me! You saved my life!
Come on, catch those pirates!
Cried out Dr. Livesey.
They'll take the Hispaniola unless we stop them!
We all ran after the pirates, even Long John Silver. There was a shortcut to the beach, so we hurried down it. Soon we were sure we would reach the rowing boats before the pirates, so we slowed to a walking pace. Silver was panting hard, so we stopped to rest for a moment.
Thank you, Doctor, for saving young Jim's life. And mine, too, said Silver.
He wiped his face with a large, dirty handkerchief.
I couldn't let young Jim come to any harm, smiled the doctor.
I smiled back. I was so glad he had found us in time.
How are you, Silver? Asked Ben.
Silver peered into Ben's face.
Gun, is that you? He asked. Yes, it's me, Ben laughed. I've been on this island for 3 years. I found the treasure long before you all came here. I dug it up and carried it on my back to a cave in the north of the island. It's still hidden there, he explained.
Dr. Livesey spoke next.
Jim, do you remember the day I left the log house and went to meet Ben?
He asked. I nodded.
Ben and I did meet, continued the doctor, and he told me that he had dug up the treasure. After that meeting, I gave Silver the map. It was useless, of course, because the treasure had gone. While Silver was busy digging in the wrong place, we would take the treasure from the cave to the ship.
So that's why you gave Silver the map, I said. We set off again, and soon we reached the pirates' rowing boats.
We'll use this one, said Dr. Livesey, and we'll smash the other one so the pirates can't use it.
Together we smashed up one boat with lumps of rock. When it was just a pile of wood, we stepped into the other boat. As we rowed around the island, Ben pointed to the nearby hillside. There was a tall figure standing by the black mouth of a cave. It was Squire Trelawney. He waved to us with his white handkerchief. As we rowed further, we saw the Hispaniola. She was drifting in the open sea. The tide and the wind had pulled her off the beach where I had left her.
It's a good thing we found her, said Dr. Livesey. She would have drifted away, and we'd have been left without a ship.
We boarded the Hispaniola, found the spare anchor, and dropped it into the sea. Then we rowed to a little beach near Ben's cave. At last, I was going to see the treasure.